So, Marcus Coates, your film Vision Quest, A Ritual for Elephant and Castle, is now showing upstairs at the shopping centre. How did this three-year project start? How did it all begin?
Well, the redevelopment here is a massive thing, and it's changing everything here in the Elephant and Castle. And I was living in London, I was pretty sensitive to that. And also thinking about who decides what a new place like this will become and whose vision is that. And I kept hearing about the council's new vision and the developer's new vision. And I thought, well, maybe I should, as an artist, have my own vision about what this place could become, perhaps.
And in terms of the shamanic ritual that we see in the film, what did you draw on to create the approach that you used for this vision quest?
Really, I spent a lot of time, maybe 3 years really, on and off, wandering around, talking to people, talking to shopkeepers here, talking to residents, staying with residents at Haygate, talking to the council, the planning team, developers, consultants, anyone who would talk to me, really. And I was also interacting with the place in a very physical way and trying to understand the place in a much more, in a different kind of way than you normally would. And me being an outsider of the place, I really need to come up against it and test myself against the place itself.
So we see you sitting in a room full of local government officials with a stuffed bird on a stick. Do you think that your unusual approach helped you to get a different response or different answers from some of the people you interviewed than perhaps a straight journalistic documentary would have done?
Yeah, I think sometimes if you approach a conversation in a very different way, and often I've got a costume on or we're doing a physical thing together, then I think people are open to looking at problems in a different way and using their imagination in a different way and thinking about their own personal investment in the whole project. And that's what I was trying to do with the council.
And how much of what we see, where does the balance lie in this work between the art and the politics? How much is this, is it an artistic intervention? How much is it a political statement? Or can you even draw that distinction?
For me, it was a real sort of very personal journey. And more than anything, I was trying to understand what was happening here. And so spending time with people and talking to people and gathering all that information that I did over those years was a massive part of it. I wasn't particularly interested in a certain agenda, and I didn't feel like I was partisan in any way. I felt like I just wanted to understand what was happening and where it would all come from. And then when I performed that ritual on the stage, certain scenarios in my mind came up, and those sort of messages were the ones that I wanted to get across. And I think the whole thing is actually a political activity. The whole way we imagine things, the whole way we present our imagination or use it to define our futures, it's a very political thing.
And really, this series of screenings is very timely, because just last week, the planning application for the outline of the redevelopment of the Haygate estate was finally submitted. Having been part of the area for these last few years, are you optimistic or pessimistic about what the future has in store?
Well, I'm optimistic about change. I think everyone here acknowledges there needs to be change here. But I'm pessimistic about what's going to be lost here. And I think what's valued here necessarily isn't what... I suppose what I should say is I think I've... By spending time here, I'm valuing things now that perhaps are being overlooked a bit. And so the idea of mixed communities, the idea of historic communities here, I think that's a really essential part of the Elephant and Castle. And it's going to be very sad if that's totally lost. And that's, in a way, that's the basis of the future of the Elephant and Castle. You can't just reinvent a society. You can't reinvent a community. And I think that integration is going to be very important. Hopefully, people, the developers and council are more than aware of that, and that'll be taken into consideration. But with the financial constraints and the pressures, I'm a bit pessimistic about that.